Thank you
Thank
so much. I'm Fran, and I'm a grateful recovering compulsive overeater and very grateful to be here today and to be honored to be the speaker at this Thanksgiving Day for those who celebrate. I would like to start before I talk, I would like to start with a prayer that I got from my AA sponsor, and I'm mentioning her because she's the reason I came to OA. So this is a prayer. On awakening, let us think about the 24 hours ahead. We consider our plans for the day. Before we begin, I ask you, Lord, to direct my thinking, especially asking that it be divorced from self-pity, dishonest, or self-serving, and instead focus and self-pity, dishonest, and self-seeking motives, and instead be focused on openness, gratitude, honesty, your will, and altruism. Under these conditions, I engage my mental faculties with assurance, for I am grateful and praise you for the brains you have that you gave me. Thank you so much for my thoughts that has been placed on a higher downstream plane, being focused on God-centered motives. In thinking about our day, I may face indecisions. I acknowledge that I may not be able to determine which course to take. Please, Lord, assist me in pausing and inspire me. Yes, I am often surprised how the inspiring solutions come. I am grateful to you for the hunch and the consistent inspiration that has gradually become the working part of my mind. I know I need to consistently make conscious contact with you. So please, Lord, forgive me. And I presume that I'm going to be inspired with you at all times. I am not a lone ranger. Forgive me for when I act on all sort of absurd actions and ideas. I surrender and praise you for my thoughts, words, feelings, and deeds that are more and more on a plane of your will and inspiration. Yes, I rely upon it. Bless you. Bless those put in my path to assist today and those assisting me. Sending love. Amen. And before I have a side note before I start. One of our soul sisters who comes to this meeting on a regular basis had brain surgery. And she told me to share with the group today that she is recovering more every day and that she sleeps 12 hours a day and couldn't be here for this meeting tonight or this morning. So I am telling everyone that I am so grateful that she recovered from surgery and is doing well. So for my talk today, I am very honored to be asked to speak on Thanksgiving Day. For me, it's a special day. And instead of going into my past experiences, I have June 7th, 2022 as my abstinence date. And I would like to start with that date and come forward and tell you what has happened and how God has changed me in those 22 months. When I came into OA 22 months ago, I came in, the first meeting I went to was a two-way prayer meeting at noon here in my Eastern Standard Time. And those women and men heard me talk about the blushing bride I was going to be at 75. And I was going to be married, and they listened to me plan my wedding and go through my wedding. And I was married 15 months. My husband at that time was very supportive of OA, but he always, at the time, I was very heavy and obese. And at the time, he was supporting me in going to OA and to losing some of the weight. So that lasted 15 months. And then after the happiness that we had in those 15 months, he committed a horrendous crime, and I had to divorce him, which was very hard for me. And thanks to the women and OA that have helped me get through that, I found out that I could go through anything. For the newcomers, that there's nothing that would make me want to eat today, that I could go through anything with the help of my higher power, by which to call God, that I could get through that without eating and in drinking. And the reason I mentioned AA is because it was through my sponsor at AA that I'm here at OA, because she is the one who got me, who suggested I come to OA. So anyway, So after that, my family all deserted me because of marrying this man, and I lost my son temporarily. And I went through that with the help of my God and my OA sisters and brothers and AA. And so a lot has happened to me in that 15 in these 22 months. But God and my sisters and brothers in this program have brought me through it. And I'm for the newcomer, I'm here to say there is always hope. And there's no reason that there's no reason for me today to have to eat over things that happen. I have help. I go to meetings. I use the tools. I work the 12 steps. I am I've made it through a lot sober and abstinent these 22 months. And so when I first become obsessed with food was in my high school years. And that wasn't overweight, that was restricting. I didn't want to get heavy like my mother was. And so I was paranoid if I gained a pound. I would run to a Weight Watchers or a diet group, and they'd say, "What are you doing here? You don't need to lose weight." And I say, "Oh, but I do. I don't want to get big." So I would restrict, and I would go to meetings, and I would diet, and over and over, I lost thousands of pounds by losing the pounds and then gaining them back. Losing the pounds and then gaining them back. And after I got married at 21, my first husband, I started eating and got start getting heavy again, which sent me back on the same old spiral of running to meetings and losing weight and gaining weight so I would look good for him. I had to look good for a man. At that time, that's what I thought. So he wouldn't like me if I got heavy, you know. So I had a lot of insane thinking and didn't really like myself that much. I did everything. I was a very, very people pleaser and codependent on other people. I did a lot of things for other people that I would never do today, that God has given me the strength to say no. And after I got married that first time, I was gaining weight and I was dieting and I was gaining weight and I was dieting. And my family were just so sick of hearing me talk about food, and that's all I thought about was obsessing over food. And I used food. It took away my pain. It gave me happiness. So I thought, until it didn't. And I went through a divorce that first time, and kept getting heavier and heavier because I really didn't care anymore what I about anything, the way I looked or anything about looking good for anyone. I was just eating. And that's when I joined AA. I have 33 years in the AA program. And it was through that my sponsor in AA. God has a sense of humor. He gave me a sponsor in AA who was also in OA. Can you believe he knew I would need both of them? He knew better than I did. God always does. And I was single for 30 years. For 30 years, I took care of myself, went to meetings, gained weight, ate everything I wanted, and ate everything in sight, in fact. And during those 30 years, I never ever dreamed I would meet someone I'm 76 years old. I got married at 75 and divorced at 76. Now, who can say that? Who can say that? But I was single for 30 years and then got married, and And I told you the story about the man I married and what happened. But anyway, at that time we had a great happy marriage, and I bragged to everybody, I'm 75 and I'm getting married. And I thought it was really God's plan. And now that I think back, I think maybe it was Fran's plan. But sometimes I don't work that third step real well. I don't turn my life and my will over to God. I turn it over to Fran, and I like to run the show and control and run the show. And I did what I wanted to do. I found this man and I chased him down and I got him to marry me. And so he was a big supporter of my OA program. He supported me. He weighed my food for me, and I weigh my food every day and measure, and I send an inventory to my sponsor every morning. And my sponsor, I gotta say, my sponsor is just the most wonderful person. I was lucky. I found a sponsor like after three meetings. And for all the newcomers here, that's so important to find a sponsor. It is so important. And after my sponsor came to I think my second meeting, and I really liked her, and I liked what she had to say, and I liked where she was at. And I was thinking, boy, I really like her. Well, lo and behold, she called me because she's a real, real advocate of outreaching calls. And she called me, and I thought, well, this is a sign. This is surely a sign. And I said, would you please be my sponsor? And she said, sure. And so for the past 22 months, she's been my sponsor. Right now, we're working the 12 steps, and I'm on the fourth step, which is bringing up a whole new can of worms. So you think that after all the four steps I've done, that I would be all finished? Well, I'm never going to be all finished. I'm finding out new things about myself doing this fourth step. And it's harder this time. I told her the other day, I said, doing the fourth step is really hard for me this time because there were so many resentments I gained over these 22 months about what was happening to me that I have all new people and resentments to deal with in this fourth step. And that fourth step is so important. I know a lot of people up procrastinate and don't think they don't want to do it, and they're scared they're not going to do it right. But it sure is that fourth step and fifth step is a godsend. It took away all my it shedded all my past and all my sins I thought that I'd committed. And today I like to do the 12 steps once a year. And my sponsor helps me. And so I am a prayer warrior. I pray every morning. I know someone prayed me into these programs because I'd have never got here without prayer. And I pray for people every day that have no one to pray for them, that need to come to this program or any 12-step program. I pray for those people that they can get to the program where they belong, because I have found a wonderful life in OA. My God, my life is just, I can't tell you how much it's changed. Now in AA, I was there, I've been in there 33 years, but with OA, I got a most wonderful, more intimate relationship with my God. And I did a more thorough fourth step in OA than I ever did in AA. Not that I'm putting AA down, but I'm just saying OA has really enhanced my life. OA is my lifesaver, and I am so glad that God has granted me this program today. And when I make my gratitude list out every morning, I thank God for his presence in my life, because I can't live my life on my own. I just can't. And I found that out through coming to these 12-step programs, that I can't do anything alone. I need my God. And I choose to call him God, higher power. He's just given me so many gifts today. My special gift today was my granddaughter's here from college. She's sitting over on the couch listening to her grandma. She got up at 5 o'clock to come and listen to her grandma talk about her OA program, which she hears so much about. And I'm so proud of her that she got up to listen. And I've met so many wonderful women in this program. The woman I was talking about that had the brain surgery, she inspired me the way she spoke at meetings to tell my true feelings, not to say I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy, like I was saying every day, because I'm not happy every day. I am not happy, joyous, and free every day. I like to do the happy dance. Everybody knows about my happy dance. But I'm not happy, joyous, and free every day. I can tell my true feelings now because of her. And she inspired me. She tells it like it is. And I was always putting a mask on and faking how I felt, how I was just fine, fine, fine. And you know what the definition of fine is. Anyway, it is it the women and the men that I've met at these meetings have gotten me through so much since I've come into this program. And I am so grateful today for them people. They are big on my list. Those people that have helped me and checked with me when I was having hard times this year. This summer was horrible for me. And I had so many women check on me, women that are sitting in this room right now that have called and checked on me to make sure I was okay. Now, who and what other group would you have that happen? You know, when I was out there working, I joined a lot of groups because I was an elected official in the county and I had to be out there joining groups. And you know, I had to have a re special requirement to be eligible. I had to pay a due, pay my fine, pay my fees. And today, you know, this OA, I can come, give my contribution, and I'm welcome. All it takes is the desire to quit overeating. That's all that requires in this program, is a desire to quit compulsive overeating. And I certainly do meet that requirement, even though there was a day when I thought, well, I just like food. Why would they say I'm an overeater? Like my AA sponsor got sick of me hearing about my diets. She said one day, why don't you try OA like I did? And I thought, I went to my first meeting and that sponsor gave me so many things, so many requirements and suggestions. I said, I can't do all that. I am too busy. And my one sponsor said, just time yourself on how much time you think you're spending being over busy. Well, OA is just a part of my life now. It's not time spent doing busy, busy work. It is just part of my life. I love my mornings. I get up early. Well, a lot of you have been up. I know, I don't know if John's still here, but he was up at 1 o'clock to come to this meeting. And so you know, I don't sleep well, but I would not
A
want to sleep through
reminder.
one of I would not want to sleep through one of these meetings. I miss them so much. I slept the other night overnight in a sleep apnea sleep clinic. And I couldn't go to my meeting in the morning. And God got it. I was so mad. I missed that meeting that day. And I this, you know, this meeting means so much to me in the morning. Every morning I'm at this meeting, and there's lots of you here that are here every morning. And whether you're here every morning or not, you're here, and I am grateful. And for all the newcomers, they say, keep coming back. And that's what I did. I kept coming back. And I stayed abstinent. And today I can do that happy dance. I can do that happy dance. And most days I'm happy, joyous, and free. And when I'm not afraid to say so. Thank you so much for listening to me. And thank you for asking me to be the speaker today. I was so honored. Thank you.